KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Latest forecast now calls for a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m. Otherwise today, mostly cloudy with a high near 74. It's 6 o'clock.
We'll make sure that this one-time increase in prices does not become an ongoing inflation problem.
On average, members of the Fed's rate-setting committee expect to cut interest rates by an additional half percentage point by the end of this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are higher this hour. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Prominent civil rights attorney is calling on Wyandotte County officials to release a video showing the death of an inmate at the county jail. Ben Crump viewed the video on Tuesday and said he was shocked by what he saw. A deputy has been charged in connection with the death of the inmate, 50-year-old Charles Adair, who was incarcerated for outstanding traffic violations. According to Crump, Adair was placed face down on his bed. While attempting to remove his handcuffs, Crump says the deputy kneeled on Adair's back for 1 minute and 24 seconds. KCUR reports the deputy, Richard Fatherly, is charged with second-degree murder. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing social media platform Snapchat in state court. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kobach argues the app harms teens.
In the lawsuit, Kobach alleges that Snapchat uses deceptive practices that violate Kansas consumer protection laws. He alleges the social media company falsely claims it is safe for children, but is filled with mature content like nudity and drug use. The lawsuit also argues the app is designed to be addictive. The company has said that it is committed to creating a safe and positive place for young users. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas children in foster care still face severe placement instability despite some marginal improvements to the state system. That's according to a new report. Foster care advocates say the report by the Center for the Study of Social Policy is a mixed bag. The Kansas Department for Children and Families met 8 of 14 obligations, which were laid out in a 2021 lawsuit settlement, such as improving timely access to mental health services. But Teresa Woody of Kansas Appleseed says children in Sedgwick County and western Kansas are less likely to find a permanent home than before.
Short-term placements, that has more than doubled from 2021 in those regions and causes it overall to have doubled.
Woody says Kansas Appleseed wants to identify why certain regions are struggling. The price of sorghum is falling. That's bad news for many farmers in Kansas, which is the country's leading sorghum producer. Sorghum is the world's fifth most important crop after rice, wheat, corn, and barley. It's often used for cattle feed syrups and ethanol production. KSNT reports the price per bushel is now $3.70. That's about 10% less than it was a year ago. The drop is attributed to the Trump administration's tariff policy. Exports of sorghum to China are down 97% this year. Forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 74 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow, nice sunny skies with a high near 78. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 63 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 6.
Support for NPR comes from in Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. More information available at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Glad you could join us. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, we will visit the Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, the organization in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. That's in about 20 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
Forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high this afternoon around 74 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny with a high near 78. Friday, sunny with a high near 81 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 63. Topeka, partly cloudy and 62 degrees.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC News Hour. Today, a powerful storm has battered parts of Taiwan. Super Typhoon Ragasa has killed at least 14 people and is now heading for southern China. Also, we'll remember the Italian film star Claudia Cardinale, who's died.
BBC News Hour begins at 9 o'clock. That's right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Justice just fell flat on its face. The other thing, the UN independent report of experts on Sudan did not come to the same conclusions. So definitely in a situation like this, where you are actually seeing weapons from Iran and other countries also coming to support Sudanese military, you will get a lot of these conflicting reports.
And two conflicts that are both a situation where people are starving to death.
Yes.
Anwar Gargash is a former foreign minister and currently serving as a diplomatic advisor to the president of the UAE. Thank you so much for your time and your insights. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Leila.
This is NPR News.
Singer and fiddle player Amanda Shires had long collaborated with her husband, fellow Nashville star Jason Isbell. Her new album processes their divorce in a series of raw, honest songs.
After the aftermath, you know, you can find freedom, and then now I realize I don't belong to anybody but myself.
Amanda Shires on her new album, Nobody's Girl, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly before 3 o'clock. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 74. It's 6:30.
They suspended Kimmel's late-night TV show last week after his remarks about the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Last night, Kimmel became emotional, saying it was never his intention to make light of the murder of a young man. Kimmel also praised the comments of Kirk's widow, Erica, at her husband's memorial service in Arizona, where she forgave her husband's killer. A 22-year-old Utah man is charged with Kirk's slaying. Kimmel also spoke out against efforts to curtail free speech in the U.S., calling it un-American. The owners of dozens of ABC stations, Nexstar and Sinclair, did not air Kimmel's show upon its return. Saying Russia could be a paper tiger, President Trump is shifting his stance on the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. The president met with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky yesterday on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. Afterwards on Truth Social, the president said he now believes Kyiv could win back all of the territory it's lost to Russia, given time and financial support from NATO and Europe. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The federal government is accusing the city of Leavenworth of aggressive and unlawful interference with immigration enforcement. Leavenworth and the private prison company CoreCivic are at odds over the company's plans to open an immigration detention facility in the city. CoreCivic wants to reopen its closed prison to do that. The city says it needs a special use permit to do so. The battle is being fought in court. Now the U.S. Department of Justice is weighing in, saying the city's failure to give CoreCivic a permit amounts to, quote, unconstitutional state and local interference. The Kansas Reflector reports another hearing in the case is scheduled for today in Topeka. Kansas Democrats are calling on GOP lawmakers to hold public meetings before redrawing the state's congressional maps. Zane Irwin reports.
Those calls come as some Republican lawmakers want to gerrymander the Kansas congressional districts to help their party in the 2026 elections. But redistricting usually only happens every 10 years. Last time, lawmakers held listening sessions with constituents around the state. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and other Democrats say Republicans should hold public meetings this time, too, especially in the state's third congressional district. That's held by Democratic Representative Sharice Davids, who would likely be the target of redistricting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
If you're a registered voter in Kansas, election officials in Texas will be taking a look at your registration information. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says he's swapping voter info with the Lone Star State to, quote, improve the accuracy of voter registration records. Schwab is a Republican who's also running for governor. The Kansas Reflector reports Texas has agreements with eight other states besides Kansas to share voter info. The states say they've agreed to share the data while adhering to strict confidentiality and cybersecurity protocols. Weather forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly coming before 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow, nice, sunny skies, high temperatures tomorrow near 81 degrees. In Lawrence right now, some drizzle, 63 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy and 62. It's 634.
Support for NPR comes from this.
My pleasure, anytime.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead on Morning Edition, beginning next season, Major League Baseball players will be able to challenge an umpire's ball strike calls. We'll tell you how that system's going to work in about 10 minutes. Forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mainly before 3 p.m., according to the National Weather Service, but they should know. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 74 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 78. Friday looks nice, too. Sunny with a high near 81. Right now in Lawrence, some scattered drizzle, 63 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy and 62 degrees. It's 644.
I'm Leila Faldin, a bit behind on the news. No sweat, we got you.
Okay, so just remind us, who is suing the government here?
What do you know about this executive action?
So how are conservatives who oppose Trump feeling right now?
What jobs are being cut out there?
If the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau cannot do its work, what does that mean for Americans?
No matter what the headlines bring, we'll break it all down for you. This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. A young bull moose got stuck in a well last week and had to be rescued by the Maine Wildlife Department. The 9-foot well had been there for so long, the current owners of the property didn't even know it was there. Video shows the moose's head just barely poking out above ground as he waits for someone to get him out. The moose is fine, and the well is capped, so hopefully no other creatures, great or small, will need to be helped out. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Uma, a cloud-based phone service for any size business, with an automated virtual receptionist, video meetings, and other features to connect to customers and coworkers anywhere at uma.com/NPR. And from BritBox, committed to helping viewers to see it differently with British TV, with new original series like Code of Silence, about a deaf woman recruited as a lip reader in a high-stakes police investigation. Streaming at BritBox.com.
For Kansas Public Radio,
I'm Kay McIntyre. KPR is going to the dogs, literally. Our community spotlight for September is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter.
Part of a much larger thing than just yourself. Yeah, you're right. Those were volunteers. They walk those dogs. And they'll do it in the snow. You come out here on a 100-degree day, and they're out here. We're so blessed, especially at the Ottawa location. It's 10 acres of land out here for anyone who hasn't visited. Obviously, come and see it. It's gorgeous. So there's 10 acres of land. There's a quarter-mile walking trail. There's 9 play yards. And those are... We try to create an environment where volunteers want to be with the dogs. So we build a walking trail for the volunteers, not for the dogs. If you build it for the volunteers, they will engage with the dogs. So that's always been our philosophy. It's working. They love it out here.
If only I could have a puppy, I'd call myself so very lucky just to have some company.
Vanessa Cowie is CEO of Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, the organization and KPR's community spotlight this month. She spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre. You can find out more about Prairie Paws at their website, prairiepaws.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia this morning, right at 9:06, we'll start the classics with the Topeka Fall Festival March, played by Marshall Civic Band, and favorites like Smetana's The Moldau, Leroy Anderson's Bugler's Holiday, Blackberry Winter, Ich habe genug, Palladio, and more. Full show, Classical Morning Show between 9 and noon. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Percent of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 o'clock this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 74 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 56. Tomorrow looks good, sunny skies, highs near 78. Friday looks good, too. Sunny skies with a high near 81. Right now in Lawrence, still a little drizzle, 63 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
Story of the villages in Kerala, India, where her grandparents grew up. Listen in the NPR app or on your smart speaker or on this local public radio station. This station, which brings you Morning Edition. Unlike some other media, it's a station in your community, run by people in your community, serving your community, supported by this community, reporting independently in your interest. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We're live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, including a complete look at the forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning, President Trump.
He forced millions of people to watch the show. That backfired bigly.
Kimmel said he worries about other late-night hosts who have been canceled or could be soon. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Jurors in Florida have convicted Ryan Ruth of trying to assassinate Donald Trump last year at his golf course in southern Florida. NPR's Greg Allen reports Ruth represented himself in court but was convicted on all counts.
The jury deliberated just 2 hours before returning their verdict.
Ruth, they said, is guilty of attempted assassination and four other counts, including assaulting a federal officer, the Secret Service agent who spotted and fired on him at his hiding place at Trump's golf course. Upon hearing the verdict, Ruth tried to stab himself with a pen before federal marshals quickly subdued him.
NPR's Greg Allen reporting. Ruth will be sentenced in December. He faces life in prison. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A prominent civil rights attorney is calling on Wyandotte County officials to release a video showing the death of an inmate at the county jail. Ben Crump viewed the video on Tuesday and said he was shocked by what he saw. A deputy has been charged in connection with the death of the inmate, 50-year-old Charles Adair, who was incarcerated for outstanding traffic violations. According to Crump, Adair was placed face down on his bed. While attempting to remove his handcuffs, Crump says the deputy kneeled on Adair's back for 1 minute and 24 seconds. KCUR reports the deputy, Richard Fatherly, is charged with second-degree murder. Kansas children in the foster care system still face severe placement instability despite some marginal improvements. That's according to a new report. Noah Taborda has more.
The annual report by the Center for the Study of Social Policy showed children who entered the Kansas foster care system in 2024 were moved at a lower rate than the year prior. However, the change is minimal, and the report also detailed a significant increase in the number of children sleeping in offices and the number of nights without a permanent place to stay. The report is a product of a lawsuit settled in 2021. Kansas Department for Children and Families officials say the state has met 8 of the 14 suit obligations, including improving access to timely mental health services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The price of sorghum is falling. That's bad news for many farmers in Kansas, which is the country's leading sorghum producer. Sorghum is the world's fifth most important cereal crop after rice, wheat, corn, and barley. It's often used for cattle feed, syrups, and ethanol production. KSNT reports the price per bushel is now $3.70. That's about 10% less than it was a year ago. The drop is attributed to the Trump administration's tariff policy. Exports of sorghum to China are down 97% this year. Kansans can apply to go to college in the state without having to pay the application fees next month. For 3 days, the Board of Regents is waiving the fees for Kansas residents to apply for admission to any of the state's public universities, community colleges, and technical colleges. The waiver period is October 6th, 7th, and 8th. KSN reports it's part of an annual initiative called Apply Free Days, which is designed to reduce financial barriers for students considering higher education. Weather forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy today, with a high temperature near 74 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 56. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 78. Friday, sunny with a high near 81. Weekend looks good, too, right now. Saturday, sunny with a high near 83. Sunday, sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 63 degrees. Topeka, cloudy and 63 as well. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR station.
Invest spendings to the 5%. Of GDP. And also we saw that NATO is able to act from the first second on the eastern flank. In Poland, the drones were shot down.
Yeah.
And also in Estonia, NATO reacted from the first second and planes went up and the situation was under control.
Okay.
So we can say that we are stronger.
Estonia's Foreign Minister Markus Takna, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you're with us this morning. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR in the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll visit the Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, the organization in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. That's in about 20 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Weather forecast for today, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with a high temperature near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 78, sneaking a peek ahead to later in the week and the weekend. Friday, sunny with a high near 81. Saturday, sunny with a high near 83. Sunday, sunny with a high near 84. A few nice days ahead of us. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 63 degrees.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC News Hour. Today, a powerful storm has battered parts of Taiwan. Super Typhoon Ragasa has killed at least 14 people and is now heading for southern China. Also, we'll remember the Italian film star Claudia Cardinale, who's died.
BBC News Hour starts at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Jacobs, an actor Roe Boddy who plays Martin Luther King Jr. in Jacobs' new play, The American Five. It runs through October 12th at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. Chess Jacob, Roe Boddy, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you
for having us.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Singer and fiddle player Amanda Shires had long collaborated with her husband, fellow Nashville star Jason Isbell. Her new album processes their divorce in a series of raw, honest songs.
After the aftermath, you know, you can find freedom, and then now I realize I don't belong to anybody but myself.
Amanda Shires on her new album, Nobody's Girl, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 74. More details coming up. It's 7:30.
Interest rates. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank's challenge going forward will be balancing inflation pressures in the U.S. economy without hurting the labor market.
If we ease too aggressively, we could leave the inflation job unfinished and need to reverse course later to fully restore 2% inflation. If we maintain restrictive policy too long, the labor market could soften unnecessarily.
He was speaking yesterday in Rhode Island. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The federal government is accusing the city of Leavenworth of aggressive and unlawful interference with immigration enforcement. Leavenworth and the private prison company CoreCivic are at odds over the company's plans to open an immigration detention facility in the city. CoreCivic wants to reopen its closed prison to do that. The city says it needs a special use permit to do so. The battle is being fought in court. Now the U.S. Department of Justice is weighing in, saying the city's failure to give CoreCivic a permit amounts to, quote, unconstitutional state and local interference. The Kansas Reflector reports another hearing in the case is scheduled for today in Topeka. Kansas Democrats are calling on GOP lawmakers to hold public meetings before redrawing the state's congressional maps. Zane Irwin has more.
Those calls come as some Republican lawmakers want to gerrymander the Kansas congressional districts to help their party in the 2026 elections. But redistricting usually only happens every 10 years. Last time, lawmakers held listening sessions with constituents around the state. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and other Democrats say Republicans should hold public meetings this time, too, especially in the state's third congressional district. That's held by Democratic Representative Sharice Davids, who would likely be the target of redistricting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
If you're a registered voter in Kansas, election officials in Texas will be taking a look at your registration information. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says he's swapping voter info with the Lone Star State to, quote, improve the accuracy of voter registration records. Schwab is a Republican who is also running for governor. Texas has agreements with eight other states besides Kansas to share voter info. The states say they have agreed to share the data while adhering to strict confidentiality and cybersecurity protocols. Weather forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow, nice, sunny with a high near 78. Friday, sunny with a high near 81. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 63 degrees. Topeka, cloudy and 63. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from the
final decisive signature required to move the discharge petition forward. But Grijalva may also have to reckon with a separate showdown between Democrats, Republicans, and President Trump, who abruptly canceled a meeting with Dem leaders Tuesday as Congress barrels towards a possible government shutdown. Funding for the federal government is set to lapse at midnight on September 30th next week.
So given that, with the threat of this shutdown and the offing there, do we have a sense of the timing of the Epstein vote?
You know, in short, we just don't know. Grijalva could be sworn in as early as next week, but it all depends on when House Speaker Mike Johnson calls the House back to the Capitol, and he might not do that until early October. In fact, he canceled planned votes next week, a move Democrats are criticizing as a ploy to pressure the Senate to rubber stamp a funding extension that House Republicans adopted late last week. But even once she signs the petition, it's unclear when it would be officially entered into the record. And that's what would trigger a 48-hour deadline for a full House vote on whether or not to release Epstein records.
That is Ben Childs with KJZZ in Phoenix. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
From the University of Kansas, you are listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. In about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, we will get all the latest business news from the Marketplace Morning Report. Weather forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high this afternoon near 74 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow looks good. Sunny skies, highs near 78. Friday looks good. Sunny skies with a high near 81. Hey, the weekend looks good, too. Saturday, sunny with a high near 83. Sunday, sunny with a high near 84. In Lawrence right now, cloudy, 63 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, and 63 degrees as well. It's 744.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source, whether we're tapping the knowledge of NPR network colleagues.
Joe Shaneman is host of Nevada Public.
Especially at the Ottawa location, it's 10 acres of land out here for anyone who hasn't visited. Obviously, come and see it. It's gorgeous. So there's 10 acres of land. There's a quarter-mile walking trail. There's 9 play yards. We try to create an environment where volunteers want to be with the dogs. So we build a walking trail for the volunteers, not for the dogs. If you build it for the volunteers, they will engage with the dogs. So that's always been our philosophy. It's working. They love it out here.
If only I could have a puppy, I'd call myself so very lucky. Just to have some company, to share a cup of tea.
Vanessa Cowie is CEO of Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, the organization in KPR's Community Spotlight this month. She spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre. You can find out more about Prairie Paws at prairiepaws.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
The best way to start the day is with a good breakfast. The best way for KPR to start our fall membership drive is with our Power Breakfast, Friday morning from 7 to 8:30, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. There is no better way for you to make your pledge to KPR go further. Join us Friday morning.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs around 74 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 8.
From APM, American Public Media.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also online at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next, it's the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mainly before 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 74. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. President Trump says he will not meet with top Democrats in Congress who are demanding more money for health care before voting to fund the government. How real is the threat of a shutdown now? It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Every key meeting. For NPR News, I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.
Amazon is a financial supporter of NPR. Late night host Jimmy Kimmel has returned to the air. ABC suspended him for several days after members of the Trump administration got angry over his comments following the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Influential podcaster Joe Rogan often calls for free speech, and yesterday, Rogan warned conservatives against efforts to cut it off.
The problem is the companies, if they're being pressured by the government, so if that's real, and if people on the right are like, yeah, go get them, oh my God, you're crazy. You're crazy for supporting this, because this will be used on you.
President Trump wrote online yesterday that the White House was told ABC canceled Kimmel's show. Trump is hinting he might take legal action against ABC. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A prominent civil rights attorney is calling on Wyandotte County officials to release a video showing the death of an inmate at the county jail. Ben Crump viewed the video on Tuesday and said he was shocked by what he saw. A deputy has been charged in connection with the death of the inmate, 50-year-old Charles Adair, who was incarcerated for outstanding traffic violations. According to Crump, Adair was placed face down on his bed. While attempting to remove his handcuffs, Crump says, the deputy kneeled on Adair's back for 1 minute and 24 seconds. KCUR reports the deputy, Richard Fatherly, is charged with second-degree murder. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing social media platform Snapchat in a state court. As Dylan Lyson reports, Kobach argues the app harms teens.
In the lawsuit, Kobach alleges that Snapchat uses deceptive practices that violate Kansas consumer protection laws. He alleges the social media company falsely claims it is safe for children, but is filled with mature content like nudity and drug use. The lawsuit also argues the app is designed to be addictive. The company has said that it is committed to creating a safe and positive place for young users. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The price of sorghum is falling. That's bad news for many farmers in Kansas, which is the country's leading sorghum producer. Sorghum is the world's fifth most important cereal crop after rice, wheat, corn, and barley. It's often used for cattle feed, syrups, and ethanol production. KSNT reports the price per bushel is now $3.70. That's about 10% less than it was a year ago. The drop is attributed to the Trump administration's tariff policy. Exports of sorghum to China are down 97% this year. Kansans can apply to go to college in the state without having to pay the application fees next month. For 3 days, the Board of Regents is waiving the fees for Kansas residents to apply for admission to any of the state's public universities, community colleges, and technical colleges. The waiver period is October 6th, 7th, and 8th. KSN reports it's part of an annual initiative called Apply Free Days, which is designed to reduce financial barriers for students considering higher education. Weather forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow begins a streak of nice days. Sunny skies with a high near 78. Friday, sunny with a high near 81. Saturday, sunny with a high near 83. Sunday, sunny with a high near 84. Fingers crossed that that's true. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 63 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 63. Manhattan, cloudy skies, 61 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR.
During his address, President Trump described the encounter and said the two had agreed to meet next week.
We had, at least for about 39 seconds, we had excellent chemistry. It's a good sign.
Back on script, Trump said Brazil was doing poorly and would continue to do poorly unless they were working with the U.S. Outside the U.N., Brazilian Chancellor Mauro Vieira told CNN Brazil was ready to discuss the tariffs, but its sovereignty and the independence of the three branches of government were off the table. For NPR News, I'm Julia Carneiro in Rio.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Caw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at CawValleyFieldDay.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia, beginning after the news at 9 o'clock, right at 9:06, the classics start with the Topeka Fall Festival March, played by Marshall's Civic Band. Also favorites like Smetana's The Moldau, Leroy Anderson's Bugler's Holiday, Blackberry Winter, Ich habe genug, and more. That's all in the Classical Morning Show, 9 to noon. On KPR. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's the BBC News Hour.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Could be another rainy day, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high this afternoon near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow, things really begin to turn around. Forecast for Thursday, sunny with a high near 78. Friday, sunny with a high near 81. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, still 63 degrees. Topeka cloudy, 63 as well. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this
foreign minister and currently serving as a diplomatic advisor to the president of the UAE. Thank you so much for your time and your insights. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Leila.
This is NPR News.
Singer and fiddle player Amanda Shires had long collaborated with her husband, fellow Nashville star Jason Isbell. Her new album processes their divorce in a series of raw, honest songs.
After the aftermath, you know, you can find freedom, and then now I realize I don't belong to anybody but myself.
Amanda Shires on her new album, Nobody's Girl, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
ATC begins at 3 right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly cloudy. High temperatures around 74. More details coming up. It's 8:30.
Some comedians in other countries don't enjoy America's freedoms.
She was speaking to NPR's Morning Edition. Regarding Kirk, Kimmel said it was never his intention to make light of the murder of a young man. He also spoke out against President Trump and others he accuses of trying to curtail free speech in the U.S. The owners of dozens of ABC stations did not air Kimmel's show. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The federal government is accusing the city of Leavenworth of aggressive and unlawful interference with immigration enforcement. Leavenworth and the private prison company CoreCivic are at odds over the company's plans to open an immigration detention facility in the city. CoreCivic wants to reopen its closed prison in Leavenworth. To do that, the city says it needs a special use permit to do so. The battle is being fought in court. Now the U.S. Department of Justice is weighing in, saying the city's failure to give CoreCivic a permit amounts to, quote, unconstitutional state and local interference. The Kansas Reflector reports another hearing in the case is scheduled for today in Topeka. Kansas children in the foster care system still face severe placement instability despite some marginal improvements. That's according to a new report. Noah Taborda has more.
The annual report by the Center for the Study of Social Policy showed children who entered the Kansas foster care system in 2024 were moved at a lower rate than the year prior. However, the change is minimal, and the report also detailed a significant increase in the number of children sleeping in offices and the number of nights without a permanent place to stay. The report is a product of a lawsuit settled in 2021. Kansas Department for Children and Families officials say the state has met 8 of the 14 suit obligations, including improving access to timely mental health services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
If you're a registered voter in Kansas, election officials in Texas will be taking a look at your registration information. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says he's swapping voter info with the Lone Star State to, quote, improve the accuracy of voter registration records. Schwab is a Republican who's also running for governor. Texas has agreements with 8 other states besides Kansas to share voter info. The states say they have agreed to share the data while adhering to strict confidentiality and cybersecurity protocols. Forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 78. It's 8:34. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, beginning next season, Major League Baseball players will be able to challenge an umpire's ball strike calls. It's a new automated review system. We'll tell you how it works in about 10 minutes. Could be a rainy day today. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 74 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 56. Tomorrow begins a string of nice days. Sunny with a high near 78. Friday, sunny with a high near 81. Saturday, sunny with a high near 83 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 64 degrees. The time is 8:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days might feel like a lot, but staying informed should be approachable.
So what's the situation there like now?
And they're splitting the anti-Mamdani vote.
In just a couple of seconds, does this matter for National Democrats?
It's a test for whether they can incorporate a big new voice like Mamdani, whose ideas in some ways make them nervous.
NPR's Brian Mann on the New York City mayor's race. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.
It's NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, bringing back the KC Blues and Jazz Festival October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring more than 30 local and international musicians. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in 10 minutes, news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia. KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars, and we've got a great way to make your KPR contribution go much further. Our fall membership drive begins Friday morning, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar during the Power Breakfast. Double the value of your KPR pledge this Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 on KPR. Forecast for today, good chance we'll see some more rain, 40% chance anyway, of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m. Otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 74 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 78. In Lawrence right now, cloudy 64. Topeka, cloudy 64. Manhattan, cloudy and 63 degrees at 9 minutes before 9.
...and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
This afternoon in All Things Considered, we have the high school winner of the Student Podcast Challenge. A Texas teen tells the story of the villages in Kerala, India, where her grandparents grew up. Listen in the NPR app or on your smart speaker or on this local public radio station. This station, which brings you Morning Edition. Unlike some other media, it's a station in your community, run by people in your community, serving your community, supported by this community, reporting independently in your interest. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks again for joining us for Morning Edition on this Wednesday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with Cordelia Brown is next on KPR2. It's the BBC News Hour. Forecast for today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 74. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow looks nice, sunny skies with a high near 78. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy 65, Topeka cloudy 64. Chanute, mostly cloudy and 65 degrees. It's a minute after 9.